the rest of the story. California was in the throes of an immigrant problem. An immigrant problem. The cheap labor had seemed like a good idea at first, but now the state was overwhelmed by a culture that apparently refused to assimilate. Resentment among established Americans grew rapidly. Some predicted the imminent collapse of the American way of life. In 1852, that's when 1 in 10 Californians was Chinese. That's right, Americans have been fretting about immigration, mostly needlessly, for a very long time. It was a popular movement, for example, that led to the Alien and Sedition Act. The legislation said if you're a foreigner and perceived to be a threat to the peace and safety of the United States, we deport you. The Alien and Sedition Act, and it was passed in 1798. And just who was a foreigner in this land of foreigners? Well, whoever had not been here as long as you, naturally. Even so, colonial America was teeming with a wide variety of nationalities and cultures. Jewish colonists built the first synagogue in America in New York City in 1728, almost a full half century before our country was a country. America's first immigration crisis occurred during the 1830s and the 40s with the arrival of 1 million Irish. Accelerated in the late 40s by Ireland's devastating potato famine, despite their dire straits, the starving, impoverished Irish were suspected by many of being operatives of the Roman Catholic Church, set to Catholicize the United States. So sincere was this mounting fear that it led to the founding of an anti-immigration, anti-Catholic secret society called the Order of the Star-Spangled Banner. Members nicknamed themselves the Know-Nothings, referring to the standard answer, I know nothing, when questioned about their organization. But the society quickly outgrew its secrecy, now calling itself the American Political Party. And at the height of its influence in the mid-1850s, there were actually 43 American Party representatives in Congress. But wouldn't you know, so quickly did the Irish become one of us, so to speak, that by 1877, an Irish immigrant named Dennis Kearney was organizing the so-called Working Man's Party, and its aim was to rid the country of Chinese. And so effective was that movement that in 1882, Congress actually passed the Chinese Exclusion Act. Hereafter, Chinese could not become naturalized citizens, and there could be no Chinese immigration for 10 years. The Chinese would, of course, eventually be welcomed and become absorbed into the greater American culture, as well as would each immigrant in his own time. But do you know that one group was kept waiting at the door? One group was permitted citizenship only for certain individuals under specific circumstances until 1924. Could you guess who? It took an act of Congress to embrace them, all of them. It took legislation called the Indian Citizenship Act. The Indian Citizenship Act. Yes, I do mean to say that only thereafter were Native Americans granted United States citizenship as a people. That means our continent's first citizens were our nation's last. And now you know the rest of the story.